This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, every day here on the show, we're going around the NFL, taking a look at training camp and the progress for all 32 NFL teams today. A little double dip. First up, Cincinnati. Cincinnati up first, Ben Baby, who covers the Bengals for ESPN's NFL Nation, and he's on Twitter, @Ben_Baby. Ben, what's going on tonight?
Hey, nothing much. How you doing?
Look, I'm doing great. How's things up there in Cincinnati?
It's good. I just moved here from Texas, and my friends are telling me it's been like 106 or something out there today. Got it to a nice 87, so I cannot complain one bit. I'm enjoying the weather here.
There you go.
I'm sure I'm going to pay for it in the winter, but right now I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, you're the heir, you're the successor to Cat Terrell, who came back down here to New Orleans, who was on that beat for a while. So take good care of it for us, all right?
I definitely will. I think Dallas gets a person and a player to be named later in a 3-team trade. So we'll see. We'll see who's coming down the pipe from New Orleans to Dallas.
I like this, Ben. I like it. Zach Taylor era has started here. He's replacing the all-time winningest coach for the Bengals, of course, Marvin Lewis. But like everybody knows, never won a playoff game in those 7 playoff appearances. How's Taylor's era and the regime started up there?
You know, it's been interesting because they didn't make a ton of, and the Bengals, you know, from what I've gathered, aren't really known for making big splashes in free agency. And so they really build through the draft. And right now, you're wondering what does Taylor have? And I think we're going to find out what Andy Dalton's got left in the tank, how much A.J. Green has left, if he stay on the field. You know, the same for Tyler Eifert. And then kind of that defense, you know, I think Geno Atkins, everybody knows what you're going to get with him. But Carlos Dunlap is getting up there in age and on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, I think the players like Zach and kind of how laid back he is. You know, a guy who learned under Sean McVay and kind of is a player's coach. But you know, right now, I think the biggest question that I have is what does he have to work with, and will it fit? Will the personnel fit the scheme that he wants to run, and you know, how will that look when the season actually starts?
So, what does he have in Andy Dalton? It's kind of amazing to think Dalton, now kind of a grizzled vet, going to be 32 this season, and it's kind of amazing to me. I don't know, maybe that just means I'm old, Ben. But what does he have in Andy Dalton here? Is the fan base still behind the Red Rocket?
You know, I think people are probably a little mixed. I think it's too early for me to probably say one way or another, make many strong statements on how they feel about Andy. But, you know, Andy's been, you know, fairly consistent throughout his year, throughout his career. You know, I don't think he's ever been, you know, exceptional by any means. You know, I think the big knock on him is that he doesn't play well in primetime games. And you know, that's something that the fans would probably want to see better out of him. But, you know, Zach is a guy who's worked for the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, it's interesting now. You know, I asked Andy today, you know, is there a big difference now that you're getting basically the play calls, all the instruction from the head coach instead of, you know, because, you know, Marvin Lewis was a defensive guy. So, you know, I wonder how that's going to, you know, change kind of the philosophy on the team and how it's built and all of that. So, you know, I think Andy, you know, he's had some rough moments in camp, but he has made some nice throws. And I think that, you know, he's still got the arm strength. He's still, you know, making the right reads. I think that he still has enough left in the tank that if they have the right piece around him, if A.J. Green's healthy, if Joe Mixon plays as well as people think he might, I think that the offense should be able to produce enough for them to be in games this season.
The Bengals had their free season opener against the Kansas City Chiefs, 38-17 loss. What can you take away from that?
You know, they just look pretty sloppy. You know, a ton of penalties, some turnovers, some special teams miscues. You know, right now I think the two big question marks on this team are how is this offensive line going to look, and can the defense be better? And, you know, both of those units do not look particularly well. And, you know, they kind of lack depth at both of those spots as well. So, you know, that's what I'm – this week's game against Washington, that's what I want to see is can this offensive line block better? Can the tackles play better? You know, has new offensive line coach Jim Turner found the right mix of who he wants up there? You know, it's been fascinating. First round pick Billy Price has been running with the twos. You know, Turner's trying to figure out what best five work, and Price is still coming off injury, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the rotation. But, you know, I think that's something to watch. And this defense under Lou Anarumo, who's never been a full-time coordinator, this is kind of his first stint at that. And so, you know, how does he adapt to that? How does the defense adapt to him? You know, it's all kind of fascinating. You know, these are all fascinating questions if you going into this year.
Talking to Ben Baby, who covers the Bengals for ESPN's NFL Nation, as we go inside NFL training camp. We're in Cincinnati here, start of the hour. We'll go to Oakland in just a little bit. A.J. Green suffered this injury late July. What, 6 to 8 weeks was the recovery time? Going to miss the start of the season. He's still on that timetable to return sometime this season. How does Green look?
You know, right now, I think, you know, every time we've seen him, he's kind of peeked his head in the locker room and seen if the reporters are there. And if he is, he's kind of found a way to duck out. And I don't blame him because, I mean, you got to really feel bad for A.J. Green. I mean, he you know, had injuries, you know, had a toe injury last year, missed, I believe, 7 games. Really, you could say 8 because I think he only had 1 catch in 1 game and then re-injured. Re-aggravated the foot injury. You know, in the day before he had his current ankle injury, he had just talked about how he felt 100%, how excited he was to get back on the field. And then, you know, you go through what should be an easy day at the first day at camp, and all of a sudden now you're looking at another big setback. So, you know, this is going to be a big year for him. He's entering a contract year. You know, that was going to be the primary, you know, topic of conversation going into the preseason before, you know, all this stuff happened. But, you know, I think everyone is still, you know, Zach Taylor is still confident that Green can be the receiver that everyone knows he can be and has been since he's been in the league. You know, right now he's still on that push scooter. So, you know, the foot's still in a protective boot. I imagine that's not going to change, you know, in the immediate future. You know, I think right now the team's probably optimistic that he comes back at the early part of the season and doesn't miss too many games. I think I think the betting odds are he'll at least miss the first 2 games. Then after that, I think hopefully they're just going to hope he recovers quickly and that he'll be able to get up to speed, that he'll be able to be of use to Andy Dalton in the offense for most part of the season.
Early and middle part of this decade, it was rare to see the Bengals not at least relevant late in the season and into the playoffs. Now, that's kind of dissipated the last 3 years, 3 straight losing seasons. Caught my eye, Ben, that CBS Sports had 5 bold predictions for this year. I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was today. John Breach, the great NFL writer, actually believes the Bengals might threaten for that AFC North championship and surprise everybody. I always like to ask about expectations here. What are the expectations for Cincinnati? Are they that high internally, and how do they kind of jive with fan expectations?
You know, that's interesting because I hadn't seen that. It's the first time I've heard of that. You know, I could see the argument for that because everyone is expecting Cleveland to come out and just blow the doors off everyone. But it is a pretty wide open division. You know, the Steelers, you know, haven't looked exceptional the last few years. Baltimore's Baltimore, and you know, Cleveland, you know, they obviously got a lot of young, promising talent on that roster. But you know, they're gonna have a first year full time coach in Freddie Kitchens, and you know, you don't they're still an unknown commodity. So, you know, there's a scenario where you could see the Bengals, if everything falls the right way, where they make a push to potentially win the division. I could see that. However, I think the expectations are that, you know, that they will not probably do that. I think that the betting odds are that, you know, frankly, they might be one of the worst teams in the NFL this year. You know, so I think it really depends on, you know, how the offense gels and kind of picks up the scheme under Zach Taylor. Really, defensively, I think this is the big question that really doesn't get talked about a lot, is can they be better? You know, the linebackers, I think, need to be a lot better. You know, now that, you know, Vontaze Burfict is not on the team, you know, what does that do? What kind of, you know, good and bad for the defense? But, you know, I think last year they couldn't get off the field on third down, just gave up too many yards per play. I think those things have to improve. And then on the flip side, you know, at least this year you're going to have, you know, knock on wood, a healthy Andy Dalton that you didn't have for all of last year. A.J. Green should be healthy towards the back half of the year. And you know, if Joe Mixon plays well, Tyler Boyd steps up, they might be able to weather the first few weeks. But, you know, right now I think that the expectations are that this isn't going to be a playoff team, and you're going to have to wait and see, you know, how this, you know, where they fall in terms of where they're going to build for the draft and how they're going to approach the draft. But, Yeah, I would say the expectations are, by and large, that this won't be a playoff team this year.
He's Ben Baby, at Ben underscore Baby on Twitter, Bengals reporter for ESPN's NFL Nation. Ben, appreciate the chat, man. Enjoy camp.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, and we'll see how this Zach Taylor era goes. Remember, this is a team that gave Marvin Lewis 16 seasons. 16 seasons. He was the head coach in Cincinnati. Now, if he doesn't win playoff games in this era, especially coming off the Marvin Lewis era, Taylor's not going to get 16 seasons. But you see the patience there from Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, where he's going to give Taylor every single opportunity to succeed. I don't know if I'm with John Breach in thinking that this Bengals team's going to be a 500 or better club and maybe compete for the AFC North title. This was part of his bold predictions article that he does for every single team across the NFL. I don't know if I'm going there. Like I said, I think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. But I want to pay attention to Cincinnati because there's a lot of talent there. They got a franchise quarterback. I don't think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but a guy that you can build around. They got a good running back in Joe Mixon. Off the field issues notwithstanding. See what happens in Cincinnati. You never know. AFC North's always wild. We'll take a break. Back talking a little Raiders and more NFL on the last lap.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.